You're listening to SBS News.
Nifty is a young female koala who was found starving by the roadside near Port Stephens, a popular tourist destination 3 hours' drive north of Sydney. CEO of the new Port Stephens Koala Sanctuary, Ron Land, says she has chlamydia, a common infection that produces clinical disease in wild koala populations across Australia.
This little girl came into care about 2 months ago, and her mother had pushed her away. Had we not taken her into care when we did, she most certainly would have passed away. She was in very poor condition.
Nifty is receiving treatment at Mr. Land's $2 million facility. Her condition, however, is incurable. Vet Donald Hudson says they are using medical equipment donated by a nearby hospital to nurse animals like Nifty back to health.
We've got x-ray, ultrasound, surgery, we've got intensive care units, we've got everything we could possibly need to treat the koalas and get them back to health. It's fantastic.
Mr. Land is joined by a staff of volunteers, many of whom fought to save injured animals during last summer's devastating bushfire season. Now, he says the team is trying to help the local koala population bounce back.
We took in 9 very bad burns victims. Unfortunately, 8 of them died. It was a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. We're also going to be moving into targeted breeding programs to release healthy progeny from the koalas that are here under permanent care back into selected sites in the wild.
The team is now live streaming surgery to vets around the country as a teaching tool in the hopes it will help save even more koala populations. And as regional tourism reopens in New South Wales, visitors to the region are also helping to fund their work. Guests can stay among the gum trees in a series of glamping cabins, with their money helping to fund treatment and care for more koalas. Local Indigenous Australian activist Carol Ridgway-Bissett says she thinks the new project will help build respect for native species.
The koala in our culture is a totem species. It is very important to educate people about trying to not only save koalas but their habitat and the habitat of other wildlife.
A message that could leave a positive impact far beyond the Port Stephens area. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.